Isn't this a sports show?
Being like a sports talk radio show host used to be what I wanted to do with my life. Used to be very exciting to me.
Almost entirely.
I want to yell at little kids. I want to tell little kids that they suck.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You suck. You're adopted. Your mom's too hot for your dad. She's going to leave him soon. Get ready for it. Who do you like spending your weekends with better, your mom or your dad?
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
This is a template on how to lose your show before Alex loses his job.
We got time.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
Is there a word that means both love and hate in some language?
I that the show.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I have updates. I have updates on the most important conversations that we were having yesterday. First, though, just so you know, we're going to spend a good portion of this hour talking about Thursday Night Football injuries, the future of the AFC West at quarterback, Jerry Jones and Clark Hunt. We'll talk about some stuff here this hour. Second hour, we're going to do a lot of KU basketball. Their season starts off tonight. Scott Chase and Lawrence Journal World will join us at 5. But first, my car. We talked yesterday about the fact that I am going to Wichita tomorrow, and I don't know why, but Beards knows why. More on that later. And I wanted to make sure that my car was fully functioning before I take it to Wichita tomorrow. And I've had a tire pressure, like, system light come on the last, off and on the last month or so. And so I took it to Premier Volvo, a sponsor of this show, today, this morning. And the discussion we were having yesterday is, can I use the fact that they sponsor this show as some sort of leverage in the car fixing experience?
So did you get your cookie?
I did not get a cookie.
Oh.
And I also took it in, and they were like, yeah, we'll look at it, blah, blah, blah. They gave me a number for how much it would be to get the diagnostic of everything. It wasn't an awesome number. They said, and if we find anything, and fix anything, well, obviously we'll just tack that on. I said, great, okay, all right, fine, worth it. I get a call a couple hours later. Says, hey, we looked at your car. The tire pressure was fine. The system appears to be functioning fine. So whenever the system gives you the error message for like a consistent period of time, bring it back in and we'll replace the battery and the sensor of the thing. My first thought was like, well, that was kind of a waste of the money that it cost to find that out. But at least whenever the light comes back on again for an extended period of time, I could take it in and say, hey, it's this thing, just replace those batteries. And so at that point, I was being driven back to Premier, just kind of, thinking, peace of mind, it's worth that amount of money, I guess, just, know that my car's tires aren't going to explode at Emporia. But I was like, oh man, I don't want to talk about this at all. I don't want to complain because they did exactly what I wanted them to do, but it was also like, I don't feel good about it. And then I got there. He was all right. We didn't find anything. No charge. Just sign here. And I went, excuse me. So not only did Premier identify what the problem probably was, but wasn't a severe problem, they didn't charge me for it. Also, I ended up rolling my window down at some point, and the window was wait a second. Also, I think they cleaned my car. I think they washed my car. So I think what this amounted to today was a free car wash. So thank you, Premier Volvo. You'll probably hear their commercial after we go to break. If you're listening on 1510 or 99.3.
Can confirm you will hear their ad.
And you should go to them and say, hey, I would like one of your cars, please, because I've heard that you are very fair when it comes to seeing if this car is having problems later in its life. So I was just thrilled by that development. And I cannot speak highly enough of Premier Volvo. I assume also Premier Mazda. I assume it all kind of functions as the same operation. So thank you to them, for, as always, for supporting the show. Also, I need to clarify, I did not wear an ESPN Kansas City shirt. I did not walk in and go, hi, my name is Joshua Briscoe of Almost Entirely Sports on ESPN Kansas City. I pay your bills.
And then they would have responded with, who? What?
That's fair.
ESPN what? Who cares what ESPN has to say? Nobody!
None of that. None of that. They just... So this is the greatest endorsement of all. Even if you're not budding superstar Joshua Briscoe from ESPN Kansas City, even you, the little people, can go to Premier Volvo and get a good deal and get treated very well.
Budding is a subjective term.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
budding with acne, maybe.
Oh, that is so rude. All right, this brings up, you know what, Bleep You Beards. You know the most recent screenshot on my phone?
No, but go ahead and tell me.
It's a baby picture
of
you.
Oh, it's that, okay.
It's you at age 8. Can they see this on the Facebook at all?
I don't know. Probably not.
You at age 8, you look exactly like Will Byers from Stranger Things. Have you considered that?
No, I haven't.
Look at it again. It is stunning. How much you look like that character. If you search Will Stranger Things, and I'm going to tweet out this picture later.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome. I don't know who it was that tagged you in this
whatever.
Your cousin. Well, your cousin has given us a great gift. It's literally maybe the first time I've ever seen beards without one.
It's been several years.
It's been 17.
I think, yeah, I started at age 8.
Yeah. This was
age
the last
nine, age nine.
This is the last picture ever captured of Beards McFly without a beard. Also, by the way, on the fridge front, peanut butter cupgate, Jacob tweeted me and just said, "Inject maximum strength laxatives into the peanut butter cup." Just saying. And I think this could work. I'm also worried though there might be several people capable of this kind of thievery, so I might just put like a whole bowl in there. At that point, is it baiting them? I don't know. They're not. It says, you know what? I'll put a sign on it. It says, "Not for you." And then just pump them full of max.
No. You can't do that though, because then that's like a dare. You're just daring everybody to do it. You need to just have it just nonchalantly in there.
That's what happened to the first one. Maybe you're right.
If you dare people to do it, then they'll probably just be like, oh, well, you know what? Bleep you, Josh. I'm just going to take one of these Reese's Cups, even though I'm not a normal fridge thief. Ha, ha, ha.
And then they won't do it again.
They won't. But
they
then you won't have caught
again.
The actual people that were doing it.
This is interesting. I guess this is kind of, I don't know, actually, what sort of philosophical guidance I'm getting here. I don't know if this is kind of Marxist of me. I don't think that's necessarily going to be accurate. Anyway, I'm only partially concerned with justice here. I'm mostly concerned, it's not Marxist, I'm mostly concerned with protecting the safety of future peanut butter cups. So, like, I would love to identify and shame the peanut butter cup thief and the Diet Mountain Dew thief. And boy, both of which will go down real smooth right now. Pardon me, I'll take a drink of my, like, metal water. Yum, as Beard sips at a Quick Trip cup. I'd like to bring justice to that person, but I mostly just want to live in a world where I can, again, be confident that I can put food and drinks into the shared refrigerator in the break room and not have them stolen. Like, none of these people in this building are street urchins. This isn't a Jean Valjean situation where you're stealing a loaf of bread because you need to live, and then I want to send you into the bottom of a ship for, what, like 9 years? Just don't take my candy, man. Don't take my candy. That's all. So there was a very, very bi-weeky story that came out on ESPN.com today, but I thought it was interesting. especially two of the answers.
Was it that NFL quarterbacks 2020 thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I read that and was very much like, these are all the same guys that are doing it now.
Well,
that's boring.
I just went to the AFC West. And the AFC West has two obvious candidates and then two teams that who knows who the quarterbacks will be 2 years from now. Or 3 years from now.
I think the biggest revelation on that was that the Jags are going to be in London.
You're right. It was the London Jaguars.
That was like weird? Yeah. What?
So here's the AFC West, though. I'm going to start with the most stable and then get less stable. The Las Vegas Raiders, they said their quarterback in 2020 will be Derek Carr. That's unsurprising. They didn't get that Super Bowl they wanted before they left Oakland, but the Raiders begin year two in Vegas with great expectations after Carr leads the NFL in passing in 2019. Free agent pickup Odell Beckham Jr. has Carr and the home crowds fired up. I would hate that. I would hate to see Odell Beckham as a Raider.
I also feel like the Jets aren't...
Giants?
Yes, the Giant Jets. I feel like they're not that incompetent.
Well, they were fighting about Beckham's contract. They've already been fighting about it, so I wouldn't be stunned
cool.
to see them
publicly
walk.
They are.
Yeah.
Privately, they're just like, yeah, we'll pay him. We're just trying to get him down as much as we can.
You're probably right. I think at least they're the favorite to keep him.
They
sure.
are not their little brother, the Jets.
Right.
Oh, they are this season, but just not in general.
For the Chiefs, 2020 quarterback, Patrick Mahomes II. Now, the first sentence of this is just buck wild. The Chiefs keep Smith after he leads them to a Super Bowl 52 win over Philly. But Mahomes takes over midway through 2018 when the Smith magic fades. Mahomes dazzles with big plays and frustrates with big interceptions. As for Smith, read on. Alex Smith's not going to win a Super Bowl. I've been saying that since, like, that was my first complete sentence as a baby. Beards was coming in with a joke and then just coughed into the microphone and then turned up his mic and laughed and went back to his chair.
That was a good joke.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say now. It fails in comparison.
Okay, just say it anyway.
I was going to say the only way that would happen is if, like, every other quarterback was hurt.
Right.
Which is kind of happening. But we're not at that level yet.
And now I'm trying to circle back to how old is an average baby when they start talking? By the way, I think this should be unsurprising to you. I'm pretty sure that I started talking at a very early age. Stunner.
I think I was a late talker.
Also makes sense. That picture I got from you at 8 years old was your first words.
Yeah, sure.
You couldn't speak until you had a beard. That's your confidence.
I think the like running Samson. Joke my parents like to say is I didn't speak until I could form full sentences.
Well, there was Matthew Berry of ESPN. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I don't think so.
His mom was on the Fantasy Focus podcast one time. And she said that Barry never spoke as a baby until one morning he walked into the kitchen and he said, "Mother, for breakfast this morning, I want hot oatmeal."
That would have been a shock to the system.
Yes! Like, oh, my baby's a mute. Oh, never. Hold on a second. My baby's a poet.
Yeah.
Mother for breakfast this morning.
Reciting Shakespeare.
Yes.
Spouting Aristotle.
It's brilliant. This says that Mama and Dada might slip out as early as 6 months, and sometimes between 18 months and 2 years, they'll begin to form two- and four-word sentences. That feels like a long time. Does that surprise you? I would have assumed that babies
were
spitting some bars by age, like, two, I think. But, okay. Anyway.
I think, I mean, maybe not coherent sentences, but, you know, they're saying gibberish.
Right. Lil Yachty started at age four, for sure. At age four, you can start reciting Lil Yachty lyrics. But it was around the 18-month mark for me. You know, it's mama, dada, food, diaper. Alex
Mahomes.
Smith is no, not yet. He had barely been born. It was 18 months. I'll call my mom later. Yes, I'll call my mom later. And she'll confirm that at 18 months, I was just going, Mama, Dada.
Should we do that on air?
Stop interrupting me, Beards! What is wrong with you today? What is going on?
Nothing.
You've been interrupting me all day.
I don't know.
Like, over the last hour, we've been having conversations just, like, in the building. And you are jumping in straight up Frozen style, trying to finish each other's sandwiches. Which is the lyric in the freaking Frozen song. I swear. You know what I wanted to do just here? I wanted to finish my joke so you can make a liner out of it, because it's funny. But it's taking so much effort for me to get to the joke. Go stand in the corner. Go stand in the corner. I'm going to say my thing, but I'm not going to curse. You don't have to hit the dumb button. Go stand in the corner. Go. No, corner. At 18 months, I was saying, Mama, Dada, Goo Goo, Gaga. Alex Smith will never win a Super Bowl. Mwah. That's all I wanted, Beards. That's all I wanted. Was that so hard? God, what a terrible show. You can come back now. She's been so aggressive. You're usually not this aggressive. Something going on today that... Was it free cocaine day at Pi 5?
No.
Were you snorting the magic dust?
No.
Is it because you have a Westworld hoodie?
No.
Did you have a good day at class today?
Eh, it was okay. We watched Death of a Salesman.
Did you hold hands with that cute girl in row 4 during the movie?
I'm in row 3, please.
You can reach backwards. Metaphorically, she'd be doing the same for you, reaching back behind her.
Oh, Beards just gave me a sad clap.
He just stopped drinking his Quick Trip for 2 seconds and went, and then he didn't even smile. He just clapped a little bit.
That's what you were doing for that joke, reaching backwards.
That's also 100% yep. True. 100%. I'm just trying to figure out why you're so excited today. Is there really no reason?
Not really.
You've just been very hyped up. And was Cavs Rockets a lot of fun?
It was enjoyable.
This is the thing I don't understand about you, because sometimes you just have like all the energy in the world, and then it's just like, well, what about this thing, and you're like, it's fine, it was fine, everything's fine.
I didn't watch all of it. I had other stuff I was doing. But I caught the end.
Cocaine?
Yes. I caught the end of the cocaine strip.
I can't imagine any other reasoning. What? Gosh, just...
I'm excited I don't have to do high school football tonight.
And there it is. Anyway, the Chiefs keep Smith after he leads them to the Super Bowl 52 win over Philly, but Mahomes takes over
the 2018 season.
If I didn't have the screenshots up on my phone, I would have forgotten. The Chiefs cannot. If Alex Smith wins the Super Bowl this year, he's not going to, but if he does... He's going to get all of the season that he starts. I have a really hard time imagining Alex Smith getting benched halfway through a season. Maybe traded? Maybe? But the Chiefs need draft picks in this draft. I would still bet on Alex Smith getting traded. Anyway, both of those are the shoe-ins. Derek Carr, Pat Mahomes will both be starting for the team in 2020. Los Angeles Chargers... 2020 quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. In 2017, when Buffalo waves the ever-underrated Taylor, former Bills coach Anthony Lynn nabs him to back up Rivers in Los Angeles. Rivers, sick of the commute from San Diego, retires in 2018, and Taylor beats out Cardale Jones for the 2020 starting job. I kind of like this. I do think Tyrod Taylor is usually underrated. The idea of him going back to former Bills coach Anthony Lynn makes a lot of sense. That connection is strong. Maybe. I don't know if it's strong. It makes sense. It's logical. It's a logical connection. And they're going to need somebody to step in after Rivers. I'm assuming that Rivers will retire probably after next season. I think that's pretty interesting. By the way, the 2020 starting quarterback for the London Jaguars is Jimmy Garoppolo, and Kirk Cousins is in San Francisco, just a little nugget. But here is the good one. Denver Broncos, 2020 quarterback.
Alex Smith!
When the Chiefs let Smith walk after 2019, the Broncos, still vainly attempting to replace Peyton Manning with Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, and 2018 draft pick Luke Falk, snatch him up to see what he has left at age 36. Also, the next picture in my photo albums was my Five Guys lunch or dinner that I had last night.
Oh,
so good. Can you imagine how much fun it would be to have Alex Smith as the quarterback of the Broncos? I don't want him to go there any more than I want Kaepernick to go there, but I think, you know, Kaepernick and Smith are both two fascinating people you could have opposite you in the AFC with. I think that would be fascinating.
Wouldn't it be great if then Kaepernick came along?
Oh! No, Kaepernick's going to be a better chance of being a head coach than a starting quarterback at this point. Which is absurd, but whatever.
It's only interesting if the defense is still there.
That's true, but I think they have most of their guys locked up long enough, and the guys they don't have locked up, I have to imagine they're going to want to. They also right now don't have any money invested in quarterback because Osweiler's on that super cheap deal. Siemian and Lynch, I think, are both on rookie deals still. They also somehow have the guy, Chad Kelly from Ole Miss. I think he's also maybe on the practice squad. I don't think they're carrying four quarterbacks. I just think that is a fascinating idea to have that quarterback lay of the land 2-3 years from now in the AFC West. I think it's fascinating. Did you think it was fascinating, dear listener? If you're still here, you must not have hated it. By the way, we talked about Jerry Jones trying to stop Roger Goodell's contract. We might have a little bit more of an idea, not only of where Jerry Jones is trying to head with this, but also where Clark Hunt fits in this conversation. We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
The best signal that this station puts out. Like, we can reach Canada through Facebook.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Thank goodness, because the signal of the radio station doesn't reach the parking lot.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Welcome back in here to Almost Entirely Sports. I'm Josh Briscoe, Beards McFly, producing the show. Beards McFly, a.k.a. a grown-up bearded version of Will from Stranger Things. You can go to Twitter, at JB Briscoe. I have tweeted a picture of an 8-year-old Beards and Will from Stranger Things. The only difficult part is figuring out which one is which.
Well, here's a hint. I'm not the one that's been possessed by a giant smoke monster.
Spoilers.
Or taken to an alternate dimension.
Spoilers.
From a year ago.
All right, fine. That's a good point. If you haven't seen season one of Stranger Things, you're probably not going to watch Stranger Things. But you can go to at JB Briscoe to see the picture of... Actually, I was very sneaky. I just did two pictures of Beards from two different angles at age 8, and you just won't even be able to tell the difference. It's amazing. There's a Twitter account called Terrible Maps. And they have a chart of all of the planets. And it says, chart to help determine the risk of bear attack. And every planet except for Earth is colored in pink. And it says, no risk of bear attack, and then also no risk of bear attack. Earth is in green. And it just says, really very high risk of bear attack.
I mean, they're not wrong.
No, it's absolutely serious. It's on the money. Every other planet, you have a lesser chance of being attacked by a bear than you do here on this planet. It's a very useful point.
There's one that is potential EU leaving names. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's Brexit. France is we out. It'll leave. Quiddly. Romania, Sweden, Noland.
I'm gonna follow.
Check
terrible.
Out. checkout's pretty good.
I'm going to follow Terrible Maps. Terrible Maps.
I might have to as well. This is pretty good. Madridians? Madridians. Good riddance.
Got it. Yeah. That's better.
There we go. Helps if I pronounce it right.
Does. It really does help the joke. Are we done with the Terrible Maps?
I don't know. I'm going to look and see if I can't find any.
Do you want me to sit here in silence while you try to find another one?
No. We'll just keep going with the show and I'll interrupt every once in a while and just go. Oh, here's one.
Jerry Jones is going to try to kill Roger Goodell. I think there's a chance this is a literal threat. Chris Mortensen had a report yesterday right after our show ended here. So Jerry Jones has accused the league and compensation committee, has accused the league and compensation committee chairman Arthur Blank of misleading ownership on negotiations with Roger Goodell on contract extension, according to letters obtained by ESPN. The league has replied, accusing Jones of misleading other owners. More to come. This seems like it could truly be made into a mess. I'm going to touch on this. If Jerry Jones does want to run Roger Goodell out, he's going to need to find a successor that he wants. And either way, either Roger Goodell or Jerry Jones, two very powerful people, one of them is going to have to take an L here.
There is a map titled, If Great Britain Was Located Next to Japan, it is a map of Europe with no Great Britain in it.
And I get the feeling that Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell are two people that do not want, in particular, to take a loss. Both of these guys are going to respond very poorly to being told that they are not getting their way. Jerry Jones is the more full-voiced of the two. But we've heard reports now that Roger Goodell has been made furious by a suggestion of a non-guaranteed contract. Imagine how NFL players feel, by the way, with their non-guaranteed contracts. But now there's some speculation about Clark Hunt's role in this. We started the speculation a few days ago, but Matt Connor on Arrowhead Addict did a little write-up about where Clark Hunt is in this mess.
Map of the Earth, if there was no land, it is a blue square.
It's not exactly what I expected it to be in the beginning, because Clark Hunt, as we've discussed, is a member of the compensation committee. So this puts Jerry Jones and this, whatever his side is here, kind of at odds with the Clark Hunt side of the operation. This is from Matt Connor here. At the center of all this controversy is the future of Roger Goodell as the commissioner of the National Football League. Just 6 months ago, NFL owners voted to extend Goodell's current contract due up at the end of next year, but Jones has had a change of heart since that moment. He's currently powerless to do much about it unless he's able to sway owners in more influential positions who are situated on the right committees to actually shift such gears. In Jones' attempt to change fellow owners' minds about Goodell's ability to do his job, Jones reportedly arranged a conference call with six other owners, a group that included Hunt, along with Robert Kraft, Bob McNair, and more. Per the New York Times, it was a call that ended up backfiring on Jones, as the owners not only failed to see his perspective, but decided to give Jones even less power than before. Quote from the New York Times, after Jones spoke to the committee by conference call last week, the six owners revoked Jones' status as an ad hoc member of the compensation committee, which decides on pay packages for the top league officials. So it's starting to look like this is less of Jerry Jones with a plan and more of Jerry Jones is mad.
A map of Earth after sea levels rise 480 meters, just because. For note, we would be underwater.
And so as the story evolves and continues to move forward, it's starting to feel more like we're going to get kind of loony, mad Jerry Jones. Much more of that than we are an actual organized mutiny. And it makes sense. Like, other NFL owners, I would think at this point, would be kind of silly to want to rock the boat in a big way because they're still making tons of money. In fact, I was talking to somebody earlier today who said that I need to make sure these numbers are all right on the nose, but said that the NFL is slated to make $14 billion in revenue this year, which is 40% more than Major League Baseball. The NFL is not in trouble. Roger Goodell is not killing the NFL. Roger Goodell has made Jerry Jones mad, and so now Jerry Jones appears to be the guy at the front of this, maybe by himself, kind of Don Quixote-ing this battle.
Amazing comprehensive map of every country in the world that uses the month, month, day, day, year, 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 year format. The United States is the only one in red.
It really makes no sense. Day, month, year makes the most sense because you change the first one most often. It makes more sense. Did I kill the bit by acknowledging the maps?
Yeah, we can keep going.
I do think this is interesting because I think we're watching the evolution of Jerry Jones right now. The evolution of him going from a widely considered, like, mogul to seeing the fact that he is just, at this point, kind of a bitter old man.
On topic, Super Bowl wins by country. The United States has all of them.
What about World Series wins? Who wins the World Series?
Runaway favorites.
Really? Okay.
Oh, here's another one. Is this country Greenland? every state, every country is red, meaning no. Greenland. Hold on. I need to. There are words here. I need to zoom it in.
Can you not find Greenland on a map that's only there to identify which country is Greenland?
There is one that is yellow. It says no, that is Iceland. let's see.
Greenland's probably green.
Yes, it's green, but there is no green on the map. And Greenland, the country, is gray with no data.
Awesome. Just fantastic.
That one deserves my like. The Russian Empire as of 2017. Country of Russia and the U.S.
Oh, a political statement. Spicy. Again, this is at Terrible Maps. Is that correct? It's stupendous. Thursday Night Football last night, by the way. Beers just cackled it. Just do it. Just do it. I want to talk about Thursday Night Football, but go ahead.
50% of the world's population lives in the green areas. The countries and continents are all in green.
Because it's 50% or more. That's funny. Thursday Night Football last night was a mess. The Seahawks did beat the Cardinals, but it was close. Richard Sherman tore his Achilles. I think it was Tyvon Branch with the Cardinals, former Chief, tore an ACL. Someone else tore an ACL, and Russell Wilson went in and out of the concussion protocol in like 45 seconds. And since then, I think it was Doug Baldwin. Somebody said that Thursday Night Football should be illegal, and now we are – illegal was the actual word, by the way. And now we're having this sort of – sort of repetitive, frankly, conversation about Thursday Night Football. Should Thursday Night Football exist? It depends entirely on your perspective.
A map of countries Beyonce is visiting on her world tour. The United States, Canada, Great Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and one of the Netherlands countries. I can't remember which one it is. I think there are some of those that are missing.
We're doing a really great job at bringing that visual joke to an audio format.
I don't see any problems here.
I, for one, am stunned about how long this bit has gone on. By the way, over on the Facebook page, RJ said he called it Beards' will. Ty DeClaire said TLDR, Mahomes is king. My mother said that I was talking at 10 months. And Miles says that Alex Smith will win a Super Bowl in Denver somehow, and that makes sense. RJ also called me a little hipster for having a Volvo.
A map of Saudi Arabia plotted by every map, stream, and river. It's a white blank space.
Okay.
A map of...
Jeez.
There are more kangaroos within this circle than outside of it. Australia is in a circle.
I like this one. It says less than 0.1% of the world population lives in the blue area. And the blue area is just the ocean.
Half the population of the United States lives in the red area. The United States is divided in half.
I just saw if Great Britain was located next to Japan. That's funny. Can I talk about Thursday Night Football, Beard? Is that okay? Do you mind?
One more. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. This is, can you walk from Australia to your country? Australia is in green. It says yes. Every other country is red and says no.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
We don't have to do what you tell us to. We do what we want. You can't stop us.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Poll question. Was the reading terrible maps bit a good radio bit? Yes, no, or I wasn't listening, but no. Currently, I have one vote for yes and two votes for I wasn't listening, but no.
I voted yes.
I really wanted to have it be something like, I wasn't listening, but how could you possibly think that would be a decent radio bit? You fool. You ignoramus.
You can't even get that in with 280 characters? Gosh, Twitter!
I can with 280 characters, but the poll answers are still tightly character limited. I don't know why.
Ugh. Twitter.
Also, one of my Twitter followers has tried to hit on Beards' mom, but it wasn't your mom, it's your cousin, so one of my Twitter followers has hit on your cousin. How does that make you feel?
Well, she's married and in a completely different state with two kids, so.
You don't know where this guy lives?
Okay.
What state does she live in?
South Dakota.
Go get her! At KC Sports 1!
Map of alcoholism in Russia. The entire country is red. Red means yes.
Do you mind if I talk about Thursday Night Football real quick?
Oh, go ahead.
Thanks, man. He just said, sup to your cousin.
Ooh, so good. Just make sure you don't have any sunflower seeds or oil or anything else before. There's this thing called deathly allergic to sunflowers.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Also, before what?
Before you... go anywhere near.
Your cousin.
Yes.
Got it. Your cousin is deathly allergic to sunflowers?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I did not know that was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. And sunflowers are in everything.
Yeah, because sunflower oil is used.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. I love sunflower seeds. I had some sunflower seeds for breakfast this morning, actually. That's true. It wasn't planned that way, but it's what ended up happening. What is the definition of deathly allergic?
As in, it's not good. You might die.
That seems wholly unbelievable. I don't think that you made that up.
Oh, no.
It just shocks me.
There are totally people she will tell that to, and they're just like, yeah, right.
They just whip a sunflower out of their backpack and smack her with it.
I mean, that's kind of happened.
Go on.
There was a guy that would leave, like, I don't remember if it was like a male guy or whatever, but he didn't believe it. And she ran a salon for years, and he would just kind of like leave piles of sunflower seeds out there because she was like, he didn't believe her. Like, he'd eat them and just drop the shells there.
I have tweeted out, poll question, did you know that you can be, quote, unquote, deathly allergic to sunflowers? Yes, no, or I don't believe this. I'm voting for the third one, I think. You can also vote for these at Kansas City ESPN on Twitter.
So how was Thursday Night Football, Josh?
It was a bad show. Richard Sherman tore his Achilles. A couple of ACLs went. Russell Wilson got thrown in and out of the concussion protocol in half a second.
Didn't Sherman play another snap or something on his ACL?
No, there's a picture of him down on the field here, so I think that was the last play. But he was he walked off on his own or something.
Well, I remember I saw him walking around on the sideline afterwards.
Yeah, something like that. This is from the Washington Post, a little write up here of everything that happened. Sherman wasn't alone. Seattle left tackle Dwayne Brown sprained his ankle. Safety Cam Chancellor suffered a stinger. Defensive tackle Jaron Reed left the game in the first half with a hamstring injury. Linebacker Michael Wilhoit suffered a calf injury. Defensive lineman Sheldon Richardson and Frank Clark ran into each other in the fourth quarter, both leaving the game. Running back CJ Precise, who had missed most of the previous five games with a right ankle high ankle sprain, hurt his other ankle. Doug Baldwin said after the game, "Guys don't have time to recover. Hard to recover in 4 days. It's Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C, Exhibit D, Exhibit Z. Thursday Night Football should be illegal." Here's the thing. This is what I was going to say before I got interrupted by bad maps. The moral or even just realistic place that you must land on Thursday Night Football completely shifts based off of your place in the conversation. Players, obviously, must hate the idea of having to play a game Sunday and then again on Thursday. We, the non-NFL playing public, have no idea what it's like to go through an NFL game every week. It's brutal. And guys are constantly getting just destroyed. And if you care about player safety and you want healthy players on your team, you shouldn't want Thursday Night Football. Here's another phrase of importance from the Washington Post. At some point, the league will have to consider whether the $1.86 billion it will receive from NBC, CBS, Twitter, and Amazon over the course of the two-year Thursday Night TV and streaming package, the deal ends after the season, is worth it in both terms of player safety and the competitive decline that results from all these players getting injured. If you are an NFL owner, if you're an NFL fan, with some exception to the fans, but certainly if you are an NFL owner, or if you're Roger Goodell, $1.86 billion is a lot of money over 2 years. The streaming rights, the actual television broadcast, ad sales for bringing in another primetime game. The NFL is never going to walk away from $2 billion. Ever. Maybe it'll be collectively bargained out. Maybe.
Which United States border Alaska and Hawaii?
Is the answer none of them?
You are correct.
Woo!
For $1.
Wow. I was sweating. All right, go buy me some cookies out of the vending machine. Canada's basketball when we come back next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.